Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Very hard-earned point last night, Tom. You get to the end of the season. It doesn't matter where you are in the standings. You need points every single night, no matter who, no matter where, correct?
Absolutely, and it's all about confidence, Schultzy. And I think, you know, last night, getting that point, the way we got it, you know, we had to fight back. We were down a goal. We had to win the third period. And, anytime you have that type of success and you come back, and it's kind of a feel good for the guys is what I'm getting at. And, it was a gutty point, I thought.
You said in the pregame yesterday that you'll see how quickly they moved on from last Saturday. Did they pass?
Yeah, I think so. I thought we were tentative to Schultzy. Now, is that a result of last weekend? Or was it a result of there just was not a lot of easy ice? Who knows? But it was not an easy game to play in. And, there just was no easy ice. And, there was not a lot of flow, especially in that second period when I think there was like 10 minutes of penalties. So, we have to hopefully, again, I think if we score the first goal tonight, hopefully that kind of opens things up a little bit.
You moved Phil Marinaccio to the top line. What were you trying to get out of that line with him up there?
Few things, Schultzy. One was we wanted a left-hander. It was really hard. It's hard for Charlie sometimes on that, just being on your offhand, mostly on entries. And, so I think Phil being left-handed, it helps that cause, I think, a little bit right there. And that was the main reason.
The versatility of Charlie O'Connor, though, is you can put him anywhere, correct?
Well, exactly. And, Nate's line and Charlie and Jordan didn't get a lot of ice last night either. And normally we're a four-line team. And, we third period, I went three probably for, I think they might have maybe had one shift or two shifts. They'd won for sure maybe two shifts in the third period, but we went with three lines, and the Fitzies were really, I thought, were really good last night, and they didn't lose many shifts. They were in the offensive zone, so it's probably the most they played this year.
You can tell when those three are on the ice, though. The speed of the game just kicks into overdrive, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And their throwbacks, as we've said a million times, they're throwback hockey players. They make a lot of plays. And, again, I just had to play them last night because they were feeling it.
On the flip side, you're putting the opposition on their heels awfully fast as soon as they jump over the wall. When they come over the wall, how quickly do you guys want transition and get it up ice?
I want the puck, I'd like to get the puck in Jerry's hands as fast as possible.
More with Tom Ceratore when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. Benusa pregame show on senior night. Four seniors, Tom, a smaller class than what you've had the last couple of years. But, boy, these four have certainly etched their names into the history books here. Four guys that have been very, very valuable. As a group, what do they mean to you and this program?
They're a great group of guys. They played very prominent roles here over the course of their years here at Bemidji State, and they do the right things. They're good guys. They work hard. They work hard in the weight room. They work hard on the ice. We're going to miss these guys, and they got the it factor. They got it. They're very. Personable, and they do things in the community, and a couple of them stayed here in the summer, so they are part of the community, and they're going to be missed. And you take a look at each one of them. I mean, Corey's been the offensive one. He's kind of he's played an offensive role since he came on campus. Graham McCormick, he's that shooting defenseman. He's got the missile, and he shoots the puck well, and he's had a big year for us this year. Johnny Parker's that power forward, that consummate power forward, who's got really good speed. He's just so strong. Just as evident last night on that breakaway too. Most guys would have fell right there and probably would have drawn a penalty, but Johnny's so darn strong. He got the corner on the defenseman. He brought the puck and right in front of the goaltender and almost scored right there. But Johnny's just he's kind of that missing piece. He's that puzzle piece that you don't have a lot. And once you lose a guy like Johnny, you sit there and say, "Gosh, I wish we had a Johnny Parker type player." And Marcus Gerbrandt, what can you say? He's the glue guy. I mean, he's so good in front of the cage. He gets a lot of greasy goals. He's tough as nails. He's just got a quick stick.
Three of those four are captains, but quite honestly, all four of them could be. We'll start, though, with Graham. If there was one question mark from last year, it's who's going to eat up the minutes of Brapp and Windy and Rendy. And he certainly brought that young defensive core along quickly, didn't he?
Absolutely. And we've leaned on him this year because of that.
John Parker is also a captain. I don't recall many transfers that become captains. It's a rare situation. At Beaver Pride, he personally thanked you yesterday for the second chance, and that's all that guys want, right? It's a second chance, and he certainly has made the most of it.
Oh, he has, and Johnny's a good man. He's a good man, and it's that was a good trade for us. It was a good trade for us, and we'll take that trade any day of the week.
Corey Ward is certainly a two-way player. He's got lots of great attributes, but boy, there's another guy like we mentioned in the first segment with Charlie O'Connor. You can really put him in virtually every situation on the ice, can't you?
Yeah, and he's so strong. He's like JP, but I mean, Wardo's so strong. He's got that release, and he's just got a really heavy shot.
Marcus's instincts to me stand out. Is that accurate?
Big time. You're exactly right, Schultz. Good call. He's got great instincts, and Marcus is a hockey player. You know, so if you ever read a definition of a hockey player, whatever the definition would be, Marcus Gerbrandt's probably the closest thing to that. He's not the greatest skater, not the fastest skater. Doesn't have the hardest shot, but he finds a way to get to spots. He finds a way to score goals. He finds a way to make a play when he has to. The biggest thing is he's so good on the wall. And he's one of the best players I've ever had on the half board. He gets pucks out. He's calm on the half board. He gets pucks out. He's got great tight area skills.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.